So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
I'm hosting a podcast. He's working.
He'll let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say.
Hey everybody. Welcome everybody to the Octavarius podcast.
It's Wednesday.
Dick. This is episode 85
of the Octavarius podcast.
Well, let's just start at the far end of the room and
sound off.
I'm Brian.
I'm Chris.
I'm Scott.
Pastelvi.
Cloud.
Lauren.
Mildly irritated
Tins.
Nick.
I tried to say Chris at the same time.
I thought I was going to play off that.
You were doing it.
What happened?
I don't know, but it's LP.
And you're listening to WMARC The Mark.
That's not how radio call stations work.
WMARC The Mark.
That was awesome.
The Mark.
And looks like we've got a fresh new mailbag right here. So let me. Oh, damn it! This is the wrong mailbag.
Tins.
Oh, that's my personal mailbag.
Oh, this is full of Keith's mail.
Let's read out of that.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, let's read out of that today.
Yeah, let's see if anyone wrote to me anything interesting. Here's one. Here you go, Mark. Open it.
Derailing.
What kind of piece of mail did you give him, Keith?
One of those sucky ones?
Oh,
it was covered in plungers, miniature plungers.
That's why it's not the communal mail bag. Yeah. He keeps it for himself.
So this one says, "Hey, Keith."
Hey.
Who's it from?
It's from, it doesn't say, it just says, the producer of Home Improvement.
Huh. I hope it's not a cease and desist.
Oh my god, Keith, this letter is dated like 15 years ago. It's like, it says, "Keith, I'm a producer for Home Improvement, and I would love to have you on the show. Please call me back by Tuesday. I really love this show, and I think you're funny and would be great on it."
Oh, damn it.
You missed your chance.
Also, what do you think about my show? Isn't it great? Tell me it's great. What's up with how great this letter is?
Hmm.
Man, what a narcissist.
How did he find our address 15 years later?
Well, it's in his mailbag.
It was my home address. I've been carrying this mailbag around.
So, hang on, let me see. I'm on the IMDb page right now. This could be from Carmen Finestra. Could be from David McFadzean.
I think that's who it probably was.
McFadzean? Okay, so it's not Matt
could
Williams.
Could you tell by the handwriting?
God, there are a lot of producers on this show.
No, I know it makes sense.
It's a lot of show. How long did the show run? Was it 7 years, 8 years?
Oh, I'll tell you, B-Well. Home Improvement, according to the Internet Movie Database, which also covers TV shows, Home Improvement ran from 1991 to 1999 and gets an average user rating of 7.3 out of a delicious 10.
A little high for me.
And Home Improvement was the number one sitcom at one point or another,
really?
Right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
awards and nominations. Okay, I'm on the Wikipedia page, which is, I don't understand how this Wikipedia page is written. There's like 4 paragraphs on the relationship between Tim and Al.
Thank
like,
God.
Someone
it was
looked,
groundbreaking, man. It was how much can
oh, yeah.
a public
There's a
figure
whole list
rip
of awards. It won an ASCAP award, Casting Society of America. It won a bunch of Golden Globes. It was nominated. It did. Tim Allen did win Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series. Musical.
He won in '95, but no other year, right?
That was the year they got real deep.
Yeah, that was the only time. Jill was nominated in 95, too.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
That must have been the year that they had that time that DJ had bulimia, and that time that...
That's wild. Wow,
Kramer got, like, hit by a car.
Oh, dude, they cleaned up at the Kids' Choice Awards. Kids loved it. They won a lot of People's Choice Awards. They were nominated for a lot of Emmys. They were nominated. Tim Allen was... Actually, Tim Allen was nominated in 93, and then from in 94, 96, 97, and 98, Patricia Richardson, Jill, was nominated for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. Didn't everybody hate Jill?
Yes.
Yes. I liked Jill.
You have to realize on television, there's like, you know, you have a limited pool to grab like leading female comedic actresses.
Also interesting, let me jump off that. did we hate her as children because she represented like our moms? Like she was always saying like go to sleep, do your homework. As a kid, I hated her. She said that.
I hate Jill still. As an adult, I still don't find Jill
fun. You don't like her as a person?
Well, I feel bad for her because she's the one holding the goddamn family together.
That is not true. She spends, and as the show progresses, she spends less and less time concentrated on the family and more focused on her own dream because she finally realizes she wants to have some sort of thing. So she goes to school, but she can't even handle school. She's a terrible cook and has no desire to become better.
Terrible cook.
Like, poisons people bad.
So can we agree that they're both bad parents then?
I think Jonathan Taylor Thomas holds the family together.
Yes.
And he actually does. And the later seasons, he holds the whole family together.
GGT stepping up.
Dude, and he was the best actor. So he held the show together.
There's something special about that, you know, that whole family and then their relationship with their neighbor Wilson that sticks out about Home Improvement. And it's also fun because how flawed that family is, but they're not so flawed like the Simpsons, you know. But they were probably, I would say they were the biggest family sitcom after The Cosby Show. I mean, I know a lot of us enjoy Full House on Friday nights and whatever, but
TGIF, but of course.
TGIF is big. Those were big on Fridays, right? Home Improvement wasn't a Friday night show. Home Improvement was a bigger show than those shows. Home Improvement got bigger ratings than those shows. Yes.
Well, and Home Improvement was also part of this trend in the 90s where you would take a stand-up comedian and give him a sitcom where he could just essentially do his stand-up in every episode.
It's kind of an aftermath of like the big 80s stand-up boom. That's where they all ended up landing.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, what were the other shows like that?
A Drew Carey Show.
Drew Carey Show. Seinfeld. And then here's a fun one, too. That's what Full House was originally supposed to be.
Yes.
Full House was originally going to be called House of Comics. And the premise was Bob Saget and these other ones, they were all stand-up comedians who had to share a house together, but at the time the trend was family sitcoms. You get your family situation comedy and you throw a stand-up comedian or two in there and then that's your formula. So that was actually originally Bob Saget would have just been able to be like normal
old... I thought when you said House of Comics it was going to be Bob Saget like birthed a breed of stand-up comedians.
That would be a filthy show.
Hey man, those Olsen twins, they were pretty funny. They had all the punchlines.
But that was way later.
You got
it. Their punchline.
As soon as they were talking, they were punchlines.
Yes, they were punchlines.
I had one of the Olsen twin dolls and you pull a string and goes like, you got it, dude. Yes!
You got it, dude.
It's the coolest. Laura and I were just talking about how we love the Olsen twins.
Tell us how.
That was what we were talking about when we were out on Saturday night.
We had a grand night. But no, I was in the Olsen twin fan club, and I watched their videos. I knew all the words to It Takes Two.
Yes, me too.
The entire film?
At one point, yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Did you girls ever watch Home Improvement?
Yeah,
were you into Home Improvement? Because it was a lot of boys.
Did. And I watched it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna because say,
you
I watched
what did you like about Home Improvement? Because there were, you know, all the kids were boys. You know, the main character was the father, really. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I mean, the only female character that was strong was Jill.
And Heidi.
Heidi didn't get developed until way later. So, what did you like about Home Improvement?
I just watched like Susan, like the same reason you watched like Seinfeld. Cool.
It was on before The Simpsons.
And sometimes it was after The Simpsons. It was always jumping around when Simpsons
was on.
Always suckling on The Simpsons' teat.
It was like on very often.
It was like a.
You mean the reruns of Home Improvement?
Yeah.
I never watched a new episode.
Because the new episodes of Home Improvement were highly rated, and they were on ABC. And Home Improvement was able to launch a lot of other comedies. Home Improvement helped Drew Carey's comedy start. Mm. Home Improvement was supposed to help start the Dana Carvey Show.
Ooh,
but But the Dana Carvey show ended up not taking off because it was very
ahead of its time.
It wasn't the Dana Carvey show is fucking awesome. You just need to go back and watch it.
They had an article about that.
He was on that too.
He was a
GQ.
Yeah, wasn't Colbert on? I think Colbert was on it.
Colbert was on it. Louis was on it.
The Dana Carvey show was Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, Dana Carvey, Elon Gold, and I forget who the other guys that were on camera talent. The writers for it were Louis C.K., Charlie Kaufman. And I forget who else, but all those guys also contributed as writers. That show fucking ruled.
That was like the Your Show of Shows, except it never went anywhere.
It never went anywhere. It's a great show, and it didn't work out because Home Improvement struck so much at the heart of America and was so broad, and Dana Carvey's show was so not broad that it didn't work out. But Home Improvement opened up a lot of people's eyes to a whole lot of new shows and a whole lot of new comics. And Tim Allen did a whole lot in bringing that American. I feel like one thing that's special about the Tim character is he's a super American character. He believes in self-reliance to a fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that is an American ideal. That is Emerson and Thoreau, like to the T. And that's who we are as Americans. We can do it, and not only can we do it, we can do it better, we can do it faster, we can do it harder,
we can
and
do
stronger.
It, I would argue we could do it with more power.
And more power, yes! And there's something that we all see in ourselves in Tim, and there's something that we all see in Tim that is in our fathers and our grandfathers. And who we all wish to be, in that we want to fix things and make it okay. We don't need anybody else. I can do it. I'm a smart person. And Tim always believed in himself, even when nobody else believed in Tim. And I think that's something that draws us to Tim.
Which is interesting, because like as much as he is trying to do everything by himself, harder, better, faster, stronger, if you will, he's always, like, he's failing colossally in nearly everything. It seems like a man that's just sort of barely stumbling through.
Gracious.
Bless you.
That was a more power sneeze.
Well, the thing is, it was all based on a bit. Home Improvement was based on Tim Allen's Men Are Pigs bit. It was a routine he did where he was talking about how men were pigs who just like tools and shit like that. And, you know, women would nag. And that was like, it was like a bit he had all the time. It was like a signature bit. And they just turned it into a show. And even now, I mean, most of what people liked about, I don't think people liked Home Improvement as much as they just loved Tim Allen as Tim Taylor. You know, doing the grunt noises and getting hurt and being sick. Exactly, yeah. I think people were much more drawn to that. Or girls were drawn to JTT.
Oh, yeah.
And when you go back and you look at the show, he's still really likable, but the show doesn't live on like Tim's character does.
Fair enough. What I think is so funny about Tim's character, before I'll give you a chance to talk all about Jonathan Taylor Thomas in just a second.
Talking about Tim now. Tim's a special guy.
Well, what I like about, and I was, when Chris and I were talking, because we are, actually, it's very funny that we got this letter. We're doing a Tool Time themed show.
That's
on
weird.
Sunday.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird. It always happens.
Well, I mean, it was from 15 years ago.
Right. Yeah. That's true. But funny that we would open it today.
Yeah, yeah.
But we talked about how Tim is clearly the main character because he exists at home and at work. And he's the only person you see the home and work life. You don't see the kids at school. You only see them at home.
You see Al in the later episodes.
You see him as an apartment, but it doesn't follow Al. You see Al when Tim's there with Al.
Yeah.
It follows Al Tim where he goes. But what's interesting is the relationship between Tim and Al, because when it's the same as Tim and Jill, but Tim loves Jill and Tim doesn't love Al. That's what's so awesome about it, is that he always must eventually apologize to Jill because he loves her.
Sometimes he has to apologize to Al.
Yes, but he never does because he feels bad, only because Al needs him to.
He Yeah, okay.
I would say, you're right, there's probably 1 or 2% of the time where he does. But overall, yeah, as a character, he doesn't love Al, and he doesn't care about Al being that upset.
I might argue that at the end of the day, he needs to make amends with Al for professional reasons.
Exactly. So you get this great relationship of a man who can perpetually cut down another and not have remorse, even though you see Al visibly upset by it. So you're seeing a character constantly beat up. But what's great about Al is he is so in touch with himself, and he's aware that he is wiser than Tim.
And smarter about tools and all these things.
He's a better man than Tim.
Yeah.
But he doesn't believe himself to actually be, in some ways as well, because he lets Tim get to him, even though he is much better than Tim actually is.
I only watched the show... when we were just saying it was sandwiched in between The Simpsons, so I never actually watched it. I only watched it because I had to, not having cable. But my favorite part of the show was Tim, but his obsession with his rival Bob Vila.
Oh, that was hilarious!
That was great.
That is like my favorite part of the show, like because it was so meta because he's a real life like tool man, like he is like, so like having to have Tim versus a real person made the show like just that another level for me. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
I actually made a post on Octavarius a little over a year ago about feeling like a man because I was able to break into my own car after locking my keys in the car. And I had pictures of Tim Taylor and Bob Vila.
Nice.
When I was a kid, that was like when you're a man, you're grown up, you're able to do the things that Bob Vila and, you know, Tim Taylor do, where Bob Vila does it correctly, but Tim Taylor does it like a man would do it. And Tim Taylor always wanted to make, you know, the world better for a man. He always wanted to make the man's bathroom, the man's living room. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. And Bob Vila, you know, always made this old house like a new house. He made it awesome.
I looked up Bob Vila, and the first thing that came up was Bob Vila dead? Question mark. So obviously,
it's just that he's not on television anymore. If you don't know who Bob Vila is, Bob Vila was on PBS.
I don't have enough information to say he's not dead.
You need to stop using Bing.
That's fucking
dude,
right, man.
Are you kidding me? Oh.
I love Bing.
Bing.
This is a textbook Bing mistake.
Well, right? let me. Bob
Suck
Vila.
It, Bing.
Bob Vila. Bob Vila was the host. Bob Vila was the host of This Old House on PBS, and Bob Vila always wore those puffy vests like Marty McFly, and that was one thing that he, and a flannel shirt like Al Borland, and some jeans, and you know some nice Timberland boots, and Bob Vila was always able to solve whatever problem you had with your home. And he would always work on an old house, and he made it seem so easy and fun and casual. Bob Vila is almost Al Borland. Al Borland is just a sensitive, sweet Bob Vila. And what was so fun was Tim was the anti-Bob Vila. Tim was our father that watched Bob Vila, and then wanted to do it better than Bob Vila because he thought Bob Vila was boring.
Yes, exactly. Tim has just got way more personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's the host of the show. And when you watch the show, you realize Tim acts as a daytime talk show host more than a fixer-upper. They always have a special guest. He always comes out and sort of does a monologue that's mostly making fun of Al and his dead mother, or his fat mother when she's alive. And he is just doing a routine. He's a host.
They're like a slapstick duo almost.
Yeah, they are. There's tons of slapstick.
And, it reminds me of the old duos.
It's very silly. And Home Improvement was a show you could, like, it was the most non-offensive show there was. Like, you watch it as little kids, grandma and grandpa were over, and you could all watch Home Improvement. Because everyone liked Tim Allen, especially in the 90s. Tim Allen was like, because he had that, and he had the Santa Claus, like, he was...
For Richer or Poorer, which is a great
movie. Kiss the Alley.
Yeah.
That's a terrible movie.
Wait, can you please say For Richer or Poorer again?
For Richer or Poorer? Am I saying Poorer?
I don't know, the way you say it, you sound like you're drunk.
Not Richer or Poorer.
Okay,
drunk.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm in the saddest place on Earth right now, or the saddest place on the internet. It's the Home Improvement Archive forum. It's people who just post about home improvement.
Why does it make them sad? Are they sad?
Remember that one show?
Well,
dude, we're doing that right now.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Are we the sad place? Because I'm pretty happy.
We're doing this toward a show that we're promoting. They're doing that on a Thursday.
I mean, you know what? Like, maybe sad isn't the right word. These people love Home Improvement more than I thought someone could ever love Home Improvement.
There's a user named
Bradley T, and his
that sounds like something we would do totally for serious.
His profile picture is like a
Jonathan dude.
Is like a silly picture of Brad staring at the camera. He's made 1,667 posts about Home Improvement on this.
Mark, you said you haven't seen.
You didn't see until you're 20.
No, like I didn't know Jonathan Taylor Thomas was on the show until like that was brought up during this podcast.
What?
Well, I mean, I also have bad eyes, so I would have recognized him.
How did you know JTT?
Man of the House.
Wasn't it his first movie he was ever in?
Jungle to Jungle.
It might have been that.
Tim Allen was in that.
What was JTT?
Tim Allen was in
what was JTT? JTT was in something else, and I knew him as a already existing kid star.
He's Simba.
No,
he's in The Lion King.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I don't know.
That was later.
I'd heard of him. I didn't see any of those.
He was. I brought up the website. I said I'm on the website because they have the most random names for their topics. One of them that no one has substantiated is just Zachary Ty Bryan Tasered. Zach was tasered trying to get back into his room where he and his wife were staying that was rented by someone else. There's nothing to back that up. I'm just taking it as word.
Could that be true?
Hey, that's what people who want to talk about the characters of that show talk about.
Yeah. And then the other thing they talk about is, why don't they start making prequel series of this?
Wow.
Is the topic.
Dude, we should make a prequel series of Home Improvement.
They should make a prequel series focusing on Tim Taylor and Jill Patterson.
Oh, no.
How they met, got married, etc.
How he got the job at Tool Time.
Because we got to see how the boys grew up through the years. Why not go back in time and see the younger Tool Man? I swear to God, this is what they write there. This is what people... I made one post. Because I was going back to see... I made one post years ago when I first discovered this forum, and they deleted it. They deleted it.
Was it too inflammatory for them?
I don't, maybe.
Was it you all are too fucking sad?
No. My username was Binford Fan. And my topic title was First Time Poster with a Question. And the question was, does everybody know what time it is?
Oh my goodness.
Deleted.
Immediately, someone posted Tool Time. And then someone else posted, that's right, Bin for Tools presents Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
That's awesome.
And someone said, thank you, Heidi. And then they just kept posting
that's
shit.
Awesome.
And it's not there.
Dominoes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ugh.
Good trolling, though, Chris.
I tried. It was the one post Binford fan, and they totally, because I looked at them like, how on earth are these people this obsessed with Home Improvement? I'm just going to throw him a piece
of red
meat.
How on earth are people so entranced with Home Improvement, and how on earth is Lauren Imey so obsessed with Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Well, I had a couple boy crushes when I was growing up.
You don't say.
There was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Let's talk about
Devin
that one.
Devin Sawa. Wait, what's Devin Sawa?
So you just watched the movie Huck Finn. That was it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tom and Huck.
I know he's in this brother and brother sort of film.
I'm an asshole. Tom and Huck.
Is that Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn?
I'm getting told from the chat room.
Yeah, Casper. Oh, Devin Sawa was the hottest in Casper. And now and then.
He's dead, isn't he?
Casper, yeah, definitely.
When?
Lauren, what intrigued you so much about JTT here?
Because I feel like you speak for a lot of girls in this, because lots of girls liked him, so why were you guys so crazy about him?
Oh my goodness. Well, okay.
Besides the fact that he's gorgeous.
Yes. Well,
he's short, though, right?
Which character?
That never stopped any. Tom Cruise.
So what do you like?
Anyways, yeah. Okay, so when I was growing up, we all sat down as a family, like my mom, my dad, and me, and my mom and John. And we would watch Home Improvement, and it was like a family show. It was something we could all watch. My dad really enjoyed. I related somehow just because it was funny. I could watch my dad get into it. My mom, you know, she related to Jill. And they had the funny boys, which were around my age. So I was like, all right, this is cool.
All right, I could watch this.
You know,
sure.
Plus
Lauren
like,
Hyman approved.
Yeah, and plus he failed, which is like something that anybody can relate to. You know, anyways, but so Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Actually, I was more on the age of Mark, so Jonathan Taylor Thomas was a little bit older than me, which was also part of the sex appeal, let me say.
He had good hair.
How old were you? Part of the sex appeal?
You were like 8?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I
got all the Tiger Beat magazines I could get my hands on. And put up tons.
Tiger Beat is actually the only magazine that survives the nuclear holocaust in the apocalypse.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think we can look somewhere on octavarius.com for that.
It's the first post-apocalypse.
You know, I forgot. I accidentally stumbled upon the other day a post I did about a year and a half ago that I had totally forgotten about, where I watched an episode of Home Improvement and did a play-by-play, minute-by-minute commentary.
That was based off my
backdrop.
That's really funny. We should repost this shit. That's funny. I love that one.
Nah, keep it buried.
Fuck that. I'm going to tweet it right now.
All
right. Oh, by the way, everybody, if you'd like to follow Octavarius, we are on Twitter, and we do tweet during the podcast, too. So feel free to join in on that. And, we'll throw those articles up on Twitter right now.
That's OCTAVARIUS. Octavarius.
We need a jingle. No one knows how to spell Octavarius.
OCTAVARIUS. Octavarius.
Oh, that'll fix
it. That's an awkward song. I have internet information, fun facts.
Okay.
Firstly, Bob Vila is of my people. He is a Cuban-American native.
Really?
Wow.
From Miami, Florida. He is not dead. He is age 65. He resides in Florida. I have a list of running...
Does it also say that he's fucking awesome?
It doesn't. It should, though.
Is it Wikipedia? Can we add that?
We can't edit it, but I got a feeling the guy who does the Bob Vila one is pretty fanatical.
Or maybe we could just take out the fucking part and just say is really awesome.
Okay, I think we can squeeze that in.
Cool.
I have a list of running gags surrounding Al. Number one is he's overweight and has an overbearing mother. Tim jokes about Al's mom looking for a smorgasbord.
Yes.
He's always wearing
a
smorgasbord. Yeah. So that's how you spell that. Okay. He's always wearing flannel. He has a beard. His popularity with the female Tool Time fans is a source of amazement and confusion for Tim. His love of bingo. Is that
thing?
Yeah. Not wrong, bingo.
He does
bingo, awesome.
But he's very maternal.
Did you guys at ISU, did you ever go play bingo in the college area?
Evans, no.
No.
Oh,
they had bingo night at college?
All colleges have bingo night.
But it was like in the town's church.
What?
Or like school. My old roommate introduced me to this. We would just drink and then go to bingo.
Oh, drunk bingo.
Wait, no, I did do this. Oh my god!
Did you? Mark, you did this?
I have no idea how I got there.
Sorry. Oh my god, I never knew you got that drunk.
No, I don't even know if I was drinking. I think I think it was like with a girlfriend at the time. Like,
and you both were on lewds.
They were just in a bingo haze, man.
They just want to check out the church.
I had to win.
You know, Mark and his horse tranquilizer habit.
Look, I break up the pills so they're human and a half size.
Hey, Sex and the City brought Bingo back and made it cool. There was an episode.
Oh, was that so?
It was hilarious.
They brought it back and made it cool.
Yeah, it was great. It would just be all these elderly women and then me and my drunk college age friends winning bingo and winning like $15 here, $30 here, and all these women just furious at us about it.
So that's why I don't remember. I was like those women. I did not win.
God bless it.
What, did you get anything bigger than $15? Did you ever get like, because they had bigger prizes, if I remember.
I think a friend of mine won like 70 one time.
What? Why are we playing bingo?
Did you talk to women? Or like, why are they mad?
No, we were. Because they're like, you don't fucking belong here, you college kids.
Did you guys have to like pray before each game?
No, no. It was just like at a church's, like, yeah, like gym or whatever it was.
Getting any church fights?
There are chairs thrown.
Anybody like throw, toss over some boards? Knock the little, like, translucent chips through the
table? One woman threw the bingo ball so hard, knocked some woman out one time.
Wow.
What?
That's right. It's hardcore.
You can look it up on Bing.
Bingo!
Oh, God.
Bing.
That may not have won the podcast for everyone, but that did for me.
You can look it up on Bing.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
That was like a verbal middle finger to Bing.
I don't get so many Bing.
It's terrible. I'm on it. I'm getting all sorts of mad.
Doesn't LP, don't you like, you're a Bing fan?
LP loves Bing.
I like Bing. I use it.
Gross. You get the wrong information.
You do.
I'm sticking with my Google.
I heard that if you write search engine in Bing, it brings up Google.
I'm checking.
I mean, it did, or that it did at one point. I'm sure they might have.
One thing that's been weird for me, speaking of Bing Google, is that, like... Is that what happens?
Google is the ad that comes up.
Wait, they're paying Bing?
Yep.
So they're the first thing when you...
That's
get Google search now. www.google.com.
That's awesome.
Make Google your default search engine. Switch now.
Switch now.
They are paying a ton of money for that.
That is so awesome.
Wow.
Does Bing know? I bet Bing is just taking their money happily.
Yeah, and Google's giving their money happily. Because if you're stupid enough to do that, then go to Google.
They're both stupid and they're both winning.
But like, what's weird is like, you guys know Yahoo now uses Bing's search algorithm.
Really?
Yeah.
But Bing takes a lot of stuff from Google.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they all take the general concept of search.
Yeah, but they'll hide things in the code, like little things, like specifically to check if Bing is copying them, and like it turns out they will. Like they'll throw like nonsensical things in there, and mm-hmm. like Bing, it'll show up in Bing's code like verbatim.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But it's different enough because the Google algorithm is secret. For the most part, so like they have to do a lot of work to figure out what nonsense
mathematicians
it's out.
All over the world are trying to solve this algorithm.
Actually, yeah,
it's actually true.
Yeah,
what's sure. actually interesting?
You get a lot of money if you can.
Yeah,
I just realized that if you Bing the phrase search engine, Google is the ad. Then comes dogpile.com, then AltaVista, and then in fourth place is Bing.
They're losing to AltaVista?
Apparently. They're losing to Dogpile, man.
So I think I found the secret of Bing's search engine. It's 4 years late.
Go to Dogpile.
I used to use Dogpile.
No, it's not. You guys haven't heard of Dogpile?
I've never heard of
Dogpile. That's a classic old-school search engine.
It just sounds like a dog craft.
I have no idea what that is.
You mean Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves. About.com.
I used to love Ask Jeeves.
Did you ever ask Jeeves if he was gay?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
He said his response was, "That's none of your business."
That is amazing.
Like I loved child. Ask Jeeves. I used to talk to Ask Jeeves a lot. I'd ask him all sorts of things.
One thing that was crazy for me the other day, not the other day, when we were at the 20-something blogger conference, there was a guy who was from YouTube. And one of the questions that was asked of him was, like, how do you... Because what his job is at YouTube is to go and find content creators that are doing good stuff and, like, help them get bigger. So I was very interested in this because Octavarius, you know, would like to get lots more YouTube views. Right. And so I was like, you know, and someone asked him, like, where... where do you look to find these things? And one of his answers was like, oh, what I do is, if you go to Yahoo Answers, people will ask, what should I do? I'm really bored. And I'll follow the YouTube channels that get recommended to those people. Whoa. And then I'll follow the channels they like and see if anything comes up.
Wow.
Wow.
And I was like, that's, but like, for as far as I was aware, Yahoo Answers was like scraping the bottom of the barrel of YouTube or of internet comments.
Right.
No, there's a project.
Yahoo!
It's like the Zero Views Project or something. It goes through just like, it collects all the videos on YouTube that nobody's ever watched compiles them, just like literally scraping the bottom of
really?
YouTube.
Really? That's fun.
For the least popular videos. And I guess sometimes some gems turn up in there.
That's funny.
Now cool. I'm going to look that up. I'm also on Dogpile for the first time since 7th grade. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty. It looks about the same as it ever would have, right?
Insight for search engine optimizers. Bing apparently cares a lot about the age of your domain name.
So, take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that.
And use it to optimize your site for Bing, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's see if there's any... I'm going to look if there's any tool time videos that nobody ever watched on YouTube.
Oh, that's sad.
All right. Do you have JTT too, Lisa?
I don't remember. I like didn't really get into boys until like 6th grade time.
What?
I don't know.
It was what?
Like, oh my god, Leonard Kevin. I was like, he's cool.
He's cool.
Man.
But he was definitely cute, but like, I don't. This is like so nerdy, but I was more into like the comedy aspect of Home Improvement. And I was like, oh my god, boys!
I like both, but yeah, I guess boys are probably more prevalent.
But he's totally cute.
She's
can't
honest.
Deny that.
Yeah.
Can't deny that.
So wait, Lisa, then what was the first boy when you got to 6th grade times, as you described them?
Oh man, I had a big crush on Jonathan Peskis, who sat next to me.
What was the first, like, celebrity boy? I don't know who the hell that is.
Jonathan Peskis,
you're
dreamy.
Still single.
Who is my celebrity crush? Oh, my God.
I know mine.
Like, Freddie Prinze Jr. Makula. Was really cute.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Well, that's late in the game.
That's late in the game.
Makula,
who was your first celebrity
like,
crush?
Like, NSYNC. I love, like, oh, Lance.
You mean, like, character or, like...
BSB.
Like actress.
No, actress, dude, not character.
Same. Yeah, just say.
The original one was Catwoman from Batman Returns is my first crush.
Was that number one?
Wait,
was
Alicia
that your first boner?
Yeah, that was my first boner.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer.
That was a big moment we just got out of Makula. His first boner was
I don't remember my first boner.
Crap. You have boners all your life.
First one that I wanted, though.
First one that
right
meant
when you
anything.
You were born, you probably wanted it, dude. That's what you lived for.
Okay, I see you.
No, but the first one that you, like, you're watching it, you're like, hey, she's attractive. Hey, I got a boner. That's what I'm talking about. You know?
You remember that moment?
When you exited your latency period.
Exactly. Oh, and you're like, one and two. I get it.
Yeah, you know what? I know that moment in my head right now.
What was
every guy knows it.
What was yours, Scott?
It was a friend of mine. I think I was like maybe 12 or so. Maybe 11. I don't know. My friend dad had a black box. And his dad recorded a porn. So my friend took the tape and we went to my other friend's house and watched it. It was like the first time I had seen pornography. And then I was kind of like, yes. Yes.
I don't remember mine now.
You guys mocked me. Look at Discovery is happening.
Well,
awesome.
Look how much wisdom we're actually getting from Nick Makula.
Yeah, a kaboom.
Mine is during the American Pie movie.
Yeah.
That was a steamy scene.
The boob one?
Boner.
Wait,
was it the boob one, Keita?
Yeah, the one where she's...
The webcam?
Yeah, I think that was the first, like, boobs that, like, a long amount of you just got to see boobs on screen movie.
That was a big amount of
boobs. I couldn't believe it.
That was the movie where we were like in junior high or something. Right?
Yeah, it was like, huge. I couldn't believe it.
So everybody saw it. That was one of those movies that, like, everybody was talking about, like...
Mm-hmm.
American Pie was one of our coming of it. You know, we're just going to have a connect. It's going to be like Home Improvement. We're going to be later on. We'll just still love it. I don't know if other generations will as much, but like we certainly will continue to love it.
Speaking of other generations, actually, did you guys ever play the Home Improvement video game?
Yes.
For the SNES?
Yes.
About
this.
Yes.
I'm thinking of the Super Nintendo one.
Yes.
Yep.
Because I... IMDb's Home Improvement page reminded me of it. I forgot that if you look in the instruction manual, most of the manual is blanked out, and it just has the giant phrase reading, real men don't need instructions. Wow. So, like, if you're buying that video game for your child, your child wants to know how to play it, and he can't. He has to man up and just learn how to play that game.
But are you a woman? Are you a woman who needs him on
and discovers that Tim the Toolman Taylor is fighting velociraptors.
Now, this IMDb fact, it says men dressed up as dinosaurs, but I don't think they ever justified that. I think you just see dinosaurs on the screen.
So, wait. The video game Home Improvement.
Yes.
Is a fighting game?
It's like a side scroller.
It's a side scroller.
Like, and you get like your power drill as your weapon, I'm assuming? No?
It's various things. Like, okay. I think you can throw wrenches.
I think, like you have a limited number of wrenches to throw or something. Yeah.
Fights dinosaurs.
Yep. Or Jill. You could be Jill, too.
Okay, this is... You could be Jill.
No, of course you couldn't be Jill. She's no fun. No. Why would she be in the video game?
You could be Jill if you hit ABBABBA.
Yes,
I think
she nags the dinosaurs.
Now, actually, I think if I remember LP, the premise was... I think it was like a Binford Model 6100 something or other had just been like stolen or something along those lines. No.
Tim has to solve it.
No,
and not the police.
They start with the tool time set, and they cross like I guess they're going through a big back lot like this public broadcasting company had one, and they cross through like other movie sets and shit. So you're on the dinosaur movie set, which is why you're fighting dinosaurs.
So you're really just killing men in dinosaur costumes.
It's so much worse.
Why are they violent and against you? Shouldn't they be, like, waiting for their
cue? Because awesome, that's why.
Because awesome, Mark.
I always forget about that reason.
Yeah, it's a good reason.
Do you remember
it's probably from all those horse tranquilizers.
The start of the show, it kind of looked like a video game. Or did
there
it
was
change?
A video game sequence.
Oh, yes.
They also had those... And then between each edit of the next scene, it was like a weird, like
turkey.
If it wasn't Thanksgiving, a big turkey would be there.
They had sexy edits.
Steal the scene.
It's good edits.
I already thought Home Improvement were like the best edits.
They're awesome.
I remember they'd have frames that, you know, they'd freeze the frame of that shot, and then it would fall forward into the new shot.
Yeah.
Or you know, it'd be sawed through from the top left of the television to the bottom right. Yeah. How cool is that?
Very clever.
The hammer shatters it like it's a frame.
Man. I guess that is like a really ahead of its time sort of idea.
It was very silly.
Yeah, it was just sweet edits that they made.
Sick edit, bro!
And it just made everything so much more exciting. And I always loved the play with Wilson, and I was like, gotta hide Wilson's face.
Yeah, it's always
great.
Because
then in the later seasons, like, they had to come up with some creative
They take him to
shit.
A shoe store. People are holding up shoes to offer and show to customers, and he happens to be behind them. Brilliant.
I always loved when they do a live episode. They did
How
the live
did
episode.
I remember they only did them doing that once.
Yeah, they only did I guess what I meant to say was I always love when they do live episodes of sitcom. Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember the Home Improvement live episode.
Uh-huh.
And hiding Wilson's face was like something I was looking for.
Yes.
Like I watched that live episode and I was like, oh, you see Wilson? Are they going to fuck up? Like,
they never showed his face ever.
That was based on his neighbor growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because Tim Allen would always go and talk to his neighbor, but he was too young so he could never see over the fence.
Ah.
So they made the character so it was always like him looking up to his neighbor.
Tim Allen never thought to like scoot back.
No. Or grow. Or go around
just scoot
the fence.
Back. Scoot back.
Yeah, Wilson was like his go-to for all of his needs.
And Wilson was so eccentric and so not Tim. But
he was
Tim,
cultured.
He was cultured, but weird cultured.
Cultured is cultured.
He's all cultured.
Maybe he was supposed to represent God because you can't see him.
There was an episode where
where do stars go when the day comes?
No, dude, Wilson got fucking pissed in an episode.
Like, where do they go, man?
Dude, just bing it. I'm sure
here,
it'll tell
but
you.
They're not here. Right, though.
Did you see when he got pissed?
No.
Did you see when Wilson lost his shit?
No. Yeah. Why did he? Did he finally had it?
Was he drunk?
No. There's an episode. I think he blows up at Jill.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he just berates
and,
him.
Yeah, he does.
Well, Jill's nagging about
Jill is
God
being
only
a bitch for
what.
Sure. Probably poisoned him with that tuna noodle casserole.
He's not.
And he gets and he seriously he gets pissed and he tells her he's like, you know, everyone comes here and gives me their problems. Does anybody ask about me?
No.
Does anybody ever ask if I'm doing okay? And he just loses it on her. And like he does it one episode. I remember being like, freaked the fuck out as a kid because he is like God usually, and then for one episode they just made him like extremely vulnerable.
That's great.
At the very end when they did like the bow after their last show, did Wilson show his full face?
Yes, at some one last point, Wilson, the actor, did show his face.
Okay.
If I remember.
Let me...
But if I remember, it was like he finally revealed his face, and it's just some dude's face.
Yeah,
well,
wouldn't
you
know,
have seen that?
I like to think about it as television's like biggest disappointment.
Yeah, it really
they
should is.
Have had him in a secret beard.
If he just had a wicked beard
yeah.
the whole time,
well, you
like
could see some of his face,
like
when he did those turns.
Well, that's the thing is, you could basically piece it together,
yeah.
Just by watching
because
previous
it wasn't
episodes.
Even always the same part. Like I remember one time when it went like way below his nose, and you almost saw like his lip. I was like, oh my god, we just saw it, and but it still was covering like the bottom
but
parts.
What, were you,
still
what
counting.
Were you expecting to see?
I don't know. I just thought it was like
do
more of the nose thing.
What if he was like horribly disfigured,
just covered in warts,
just a monster?
No, but you knew it wasn't like that.
What if he had like a chin spike, like
guy.
A piece of bone that was a spike that came out of the bottom of his chin?
Chin spike, yeah.
Like this big old like horn that grows out of the underside of his mouth.
A beard tattoo.
That'd be sick. Oh yeah, like a beard tattoo that said like "Hell yeah,
hell yeah, dude."
Cool.
Oh, Wilson.
Yeah.
Faces.
Oh, Wilson. No.
Faces, Cloud.
I think the other...
I think you guys are being too harsh on Jill. I'm jealous.
Three reasons why not.
Go.
Why you guys...
I think we
so
should
hard?
Find out
no,
what,
give,
what
give
the two
three.
Girls think about Jill for a minute.
No, tell me just three
for,
awesome things
yeah,
about Jill.
Well,
why
Keith,
like,
maybe...
Jill handles three boys.
Hang on. This... Okay. I think we might learn a few things in exactly 60 seconds. With Lauren and Cloud.
Yeah, just straight up, from my memories, I think Jill was kind of annoying.
What?
not to be like a debate, but,
I'm trying to remember from
about
my...
I guess she was, like, cool for handling all those kids. That's hard.
Yeah, and she wanted Mark to be a girl. That was, like, such a big thing. Do you remember that? She was, like, really wanted the last boy to be a girl, and, like, there was
she
an episode...
She wanted a girl.
Psh, are you kidding me with three boys?
You just said she wanted a girl.
She did, because there was the whole episode where Mark, like, they kept calling Mark, oh, well, you know, Mom just wanted you to be a girl, and he, like, then stopped cooking with Jill, and, like, it was this big identity issue he had, because the older brothers were beating up on him about it. But, no, I thought she was pretty awesome to handle Tim, who's fucking up the house all the fucking time, and to handle the three crazy boys running around, you know, just encouraging the father. Yeah. And then, you know, she's getting roped into Al's love life, and then she had, like, a crazy sister.
But just in my mind, like, because I have random memories of the show. Like, she just has an angry face, and she's, like, yelling.
Like, she was the stern, like, the bad... If you had to do good cop, bad cop for the parents, definitely she's the bad cop.
I guess.
I do agree.
I've let this go far over time.
Yeah, it was too good.
Oh, wow.
I was learning so much.
Jill's no fun, and Tim's all fun. Yeah. That's why I don't like Jill.
But what Lauren's argument is sometimes you're not supposed to be fun because you have to be a good parent and raise those kids.
Yeah.
So I understand. All right,
all right. Whatever, more power. That's what I learned from Home Improvement.
Dude, you know what was so fun about Home Improvement? We didn't talk about it yet. It was all the sweet cameos of awesome people. Like, we talked about Bob Vila. But he also had, like, Mario Andretti.
Oh, I remember that.
The Beach Boys?
That was so
Well, that was Full House. We had Beach Boys.
Full House, too.
Yeah, Full House, too.
Beach Boys.
Wow. Well, Jesse toured with them, didn't he?
Yeah. He did. John Stamos was the drummer for the Beach Boys.
He still does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
That sucks. Wait, is there a real drummer still alive?
Probably not.
No, you get a bunch of drummers, man. You're the Beach Boys.
Too busy partying on the beach to keep his consistent
drumming. They don't even have Brian Wilson anymore.
Do they spontaneously combust, like Spinal Tap?
Now, were like these HGTV shows around at the time of Home Improvement, or is that like a newer thing?
There have always been sort of do-it-yourself shows and sort of home and gardening sort of shows.
PBS had, I mean, the big one was This Old House.
Yeah.
Bob Vila was the man.
Yeah.
Not nearly as many as there are.
Yeah, I would say there were certainly a lot fewer choices in that type of programming back then. There's certainly a lot more of it today.
There was cooking.
Yeah,
it's always been that style of show in cooking, just not as many other hobbies, but
which
cooking
you can YouTube now.
Love the Frugal Gourmet was awesome.
Do you know one of Nick's current favorite hobbies is to YouTube Bobby Flay and sit down in the dining room, which is separate from the living room where everyone usually is.
You would like Bobby Flay.
He's a good cook.
Yeah, he'll either like it's make like a pizza.
Yeah, but he makes a pretty good burger. Go on, sorry.
So he makes a pizza or eats cereal and just watches it and just eats in front of it. And
Do you just pretend your food is his food?
I do. Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I learned it from Hook.
Yeah.
All right? Oh, if you pretend...
Best scene in a movie ever.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I win this argument. It's an amazing movie.
I don't think you're wrong, Nick. I just think it's great.
Was that Jonathan, the one that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was in? It was like Tom and Hook?
Yes. No, if you just pretend what you're eating is what you're, you know, what it is, then you're eating it. It's so, I just eat
Why
it.
Why have I not done Wait.
This? Dude, tonight! No, I, go make a... You,
I'm
going to
do this tonight.
Dude, I'm roped into this deal.
Yeah, you eat pizza. Frozen pizza.
I'm going to do exactly what you said, Nick. I'm going to pretend that what I'm eating is what it is.
Exactly. YouTube? Okay, so you make a frozen pizza, all right? I recommend a pizza pizzazz. Because it's 12 minutes.
Did you call it a pizzazz?
I did.
Look, he has the fancy one. The rest of us peasants have pizzazz.
Are you talking about the pizza pizzazz I have?
No, the pizza pizzazz.
No, Nick has a secret one for rich people.
Now go on your steed and fetch me more frozen pizza.
Four!
So you eat that, and then so you know, YouTube Bobby Flay, the third video down, Texas Burger. It's about 6 minutes, 17 seconds long.
RJ in the chat room says, Pizzazz.
When you're done with that, I recommend diners, drive-thrus, and whatever that thing is.
Diners, drive-thrus,
for like, if you're having like ice cream, I recommend like
don't they usually have like barbecue places and stuff?
You can't. They also show
so like eating ice cream but pretending it's ribs.
Yeah,
that's what you want me to do?
God, I'm so down. Yeah, that dude, sounds so fun.
It's so much fun. And I have a great
enough.
Life.
Yes.
Life.
I'm down.
Well, if you have a great life, then I better try it.
Hey, Octavarius fans. Wow. You get the opportunity to listen and feel what it's like to hang out with us at home. Well, now you can feel what it's like to eat like us at home. Just grab something that you own, watch TV, and pretend it's that. Then you'll be living the life like Octavarius. Real champions.
Hey, we're the number one improv sketch show in Chicago. Eat that ice cream and pretend it's ribs.
Yeah, dude, we're just doing bullshit and pretending it's something. Yeah. That's what improv is.
Yeah.
He's really just practicing while he's eating.
And that's, I guess...
What? No, Lauren's right.
No, it works. The thing is, it works, and that's why you're able to do improv. Because actually, if you all believe it, then it's fucking happening.
The power of your imagination.
It's like a little princess, and they imagine all the food and appears.
Yeah, it's like a little princess.
It's just like that.
I totally have seen that. That's not true. I just lied.
No, he's just seen her with the same scene.
By the way, can I just say, the Santa Claus loved it.
It's a tremendous film.
I watched it so many times.
Bernard the Elf.
Topo Gigio.
He's in Playboy Club.
That's from my trailer.
What's Topo Gigio other than a restaurant by my work? That's a thing from something?
It's what Santa Claus is called in, like, fucking Sweden or something.
Topo Gigio?
Yeah. LP is on the nose.
Then why is it an Italian restaurant?
What?
Because awesome, that's why.
Because cool. Awesome, that's why.
Tins, you're right. I'm going to go eat some ribs.
I feel like we're fighting each other on this one.
Was it freshman year of college you used to always yell Mimi Siku to each other?
Oh my god.
Probably.
I remember
them. Okay. Well, no, that's Lauren.
Should I get the zesty barbecue on my moose tracks, or just the normal one?
And I can... So, Wild Hogs.
Oh my god, we haven't touched Wild Hogs yet.
Oh my god.
So, like, Tim Allen is one of the stars of the film Wild Hogs.
Stars is such a loose word.
for the people that exist
in that film.
Ray Liotta, John Travolta, fucking Martin stars. It stars Castelvi. And I've been breaking down our love for Wild Hogs. Like, I was talking about it with Tim the other day. Like, there's just something about Wild Hogs.
Have you guys seen Old Dogs yet?
Old Dogs is fucking terrible.
Fuck that movie that I haven't seen yet, but fuck it.
I believe you.
I have no idea what movies you guys are talking about.
Oh, God. Scott, you need to hang with us and watch Wild Hogs.
So explain this to me.
Keith, anybody that can... Explain Wild Hogs.
It's a road trip. It's a motorcycle road trip.
Tins, sell it to us like it's a movie trailer.
Why do you watch this thing?
Tell us the movie.
Okay. Four middle-aged kind of assholes are going on a motorcycle road trip. But there's one problem. Rival motorcycle gangs. Tim Allen. Martin Lawrence. Damn! William H. Macy. Vroom, vroom. And John Travolta. Here we go. In Wild Hogs. Rolling to a theater near you.
Very nice.
I love that. Dude,
Wild Hogs is just full of things that are just... They just don't go right.
Yeah. Why is Marissa Tomei coupled with William H. Macy?
Why not, Cloud?
Why?
What do you have to say?
It upset me.
What's wrong with that?
She probably has a kid to put to college or something.
So true love, Cloud. Wild Dogs is the love that you get from all of it. Like, everybody really seems to be having fun, even though it's like a lot of it's complete bullshit.
Sure.
It's like nonsense.
I'm pretty sure.
But they all really love anti-gay at that moment. Like,
that doesn't make it any better.
No, the movie is terribly homophobic.
They're bikers. Like, they're bikers, dude. What do you expect? They're bikers.
I know.
I just can't help but laugh because, like, it's just so.
It just feels out of place.
It's like a cartoon.
It is.
It's like a cartoon with bad direction.
Do you want to see the doctor from Scrubs play a very different role?
Yes.
Wild Hogs.
Yes. Yeah, he's
John C. McGinley.
Ray Liotta is the leader of the... Oh, God, what were they?
Del Fuegos.
Del Fuegos.
Jesus Christ.
I remember that from the circus.
Sounds like a trailer.
Oh, Scott.
It's like a...
You need to watch Wild Hogs.
It's quite the circus.
Scott, make your own decisions.
Has anybody written about Wild Hogs? Has that happened?
Oh, on our site?
Yeah.
We should do Wild Hogs fanfic. I'm on it. Okay,
there's an idea.
Oh, dude, I think it might exist right now.
Dude, I hope the guy
Wild Hogs fan.
I hope the guy with 1,600 posts on the Home Improvement forum has like 1,600 posts on the Wild Hogs forum.
It was the number one comedy.
Cool, boy, isn't that a good
start?
Like
a week.
It's an archive.
We can just post it, right?
I guess what I really
want
to
know is...
Oh, no, I can read it.
Just scroll
chapter one, cut off.
Cloud, how many of these did you write?
Oh,
how many Wild Dogs fan fiction did you write with Marissa Tomei ditching William H. Macy?
Yes, all of them.
Oh, man. Which one's Murdoch and Jack?
Academy Award.
Jack could have a staged readings, General.
Dude, that's
of this work of art.
We can just make them. Man.
The Del Fuegos were an intimidating sight with noises.
I think the reason I was curious about Old Dogs is because in the trailer it had a golf scene. What, Cloud?
I was thinking of a way to segue. There's no better way than that. Now it's time for
Cloud's Golf Tips.
If you want to add a little pizzazz to your swing, put on some sunglasses, put on your best suit, and let that club go flying.
That has been
Clowns Golf Tips
from downtown.
Grand Slam.
That's so confusing.
Boy.
And then she's doing the motion right now.
You just walk away.
And then walk. Why? You're in a suit, though, right?
And sunglasses.
You look cool as hell.
That's like the guy that
throw away your club.
It'll be like, who's that guy?
Hey, home improvement sure was fun.
Yeah.
So
fun.
Tins, you need Uncle Fun.
Uncle Fun. Uncle Fun is a store on Belmont and Southport in Chicago. Sunny Chicago, Illinois. They have great books, they have great pranks, the great toys. It's just an all-around great purveyor of fun. Keith is actually showing me. Keith, did you get this at Uncle Fun?
Yeah, I went there today. They gave me some praying Jesus hands. They're like tin.
Yeah, a little tin, like you might affix a button to it.
They just give it to you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
it's a great store.
Yeah, the other thing about that is,
just to me, because I'm special.
Well, you are special.
The employees there are just cool as hell, too.
They are.
They're the nicest people. They're very funny. They'll come up and they'll talk with you about whatever. Like, they're like, the people who work there are awesome.
And they've got
my
great
favorite place to take visitors in Chicago.
Yeah, the people there have great senses of humor, too. So, like, they're just all about fun.
You can go in there, like, every day for a week and find something new.
So, it's Alicia, right? Alicia works there.
Yeah, Alicia.
She's a ball of fun.
And Frank? Frank the
dude? Oh, he doesn't work there anymore.
Oh.
He and like someone
Frank
else there moving or something?
Frank was in our Fun Is Everywhere campaign.
Oh, that's
what
right.
A wonderful guy.
You know, I went there to talk about his band today. Apparently the band broke up Saturday.
Oh, no.
Oh.
They had a whole album about pizza. Mark would love it.
They did. They were so fun.
That's
Frank,
Uncle
Rad Dude, Uncle Fun, Rad Dudes.
That's UncleFunChicago.com. Check them out. And with that, we've actually blown right through a straight hour of Tim Allen, essentially.
But I feel so unwise.
Seven words.
of wisdom.
Meow. Catwoman. Bobby Flay. Yep. Good time.
No.
That has been Nick Mikula's
Seven words
of wisdom.
Are you implying that you get a boner when you watch Bobby Flay?
I have to go.
That's
now
gonna.
I understand everything.
That'll do it for us.
I've been writing Nick Mikula lines during this podcast. It's a clever bot.
Great. Until next week, this has been the Octavarius Podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
After he said the 7 words.
So run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door. He's coming back for more.